Just thinking out loud here, mentioned how the two conventions had similar qualities as far as trying to craft a unity between themselves within the party, as well as to craft a message to move forward out of the conventions into the campaign. Two parties have something else in common, too. Bitter voters. On the Republican side, there are still supporters of Ted Cruz who are saying, even vowing, that because Donald Trump won instead of Ted Cruz, that they will not show up at the polls in November. And similar way on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders supporters, who even though Sanders has stood up and has repeatedly said, I stand with Hillary and let's all stand with Hillary. There are some supporters of Bernie Sanders who now take Sanders out of the equation and look at the, as Holly said, the revolution that Sanders started, and using that as a reason to say, well, Sanders didn't win, the revolution will go on elsewhere, but I'm not going to show up at the polls and vote in November. Well, then, if that's the case, I have a question for those people on both sides of the political aisle. If you are not going to vote to voice your view, then what in the world were you fighting for? You see, your lack of participation in November does not add anything to the system. As much as you might even hate the system, your inactivity will not repair a system which you believe is broken. You're the voting equivalent of a charity which raises money for a cause, but then does nothing with the money they receive to help that cause.